A very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Max Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As usual, a pleasure to have your company this evening. A bit of our Gracie. I think we might feature her for a week or two. Some Christmas cheer will be sprinkling that in the run-up to Christmas, which is shorter than you think. Some more Swan in Jazz, gold standards. But to start, who could this be?
A cigarette that bears a lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, and who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you. First daffodils and long excited cables, and candle lights on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Ile de France with all the gulls around it, the beauty that is spring. Foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet, to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. Sigh of midnight trains and empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you. These foolish things remind me.
Lovely stuff, and I do enjoy that little brush flourish on the drums at the end. Brum, bum. Nat King Cole, of course, who else? Another one of those voices which we sometimes say, or at least I sometimes say, it might not be the same for you, you can instantly tell. I mean, there's so many vocalists on this show, and a lot of them, I confess, I have to check and think, right, who's that vocalist there, or check it out, and some of them do sound a little bit derivative of the others. There's definitely some copying going on and various vocal styles, but there are some that you just need to hear a few bars, and you know exactly who it is. So Nat is an obvious choice there. You don't need to hear much of those rich, sort of luscious, colourful, burnished tones to know that it's Nat King Cole. Billie Holiday again, that sort of pained elegance is just sort of straight in there altogether, isn't it? Al Boley is another one. You can't mistake Al Boley. Gracie Fields is coming up a bit later on. You wouldn't mistake Gracie for Al Boley or Phyllis Robbins or whatever the case may be, would you? I say Phyllis Robbins because she's coming up in a minute too. But wonderful stuff in any case. Nice way to get going. How are we all? Are we looking forward to Christmas? I hope so. I have no time here for Christmas deniers. We enjoy Christmas. We enjoy the food and the glasses of sherry and hopefully champagne. Hopefully nice food. Hopefully get together. You don't necessarily need dozens of expensive presents, do you? A few little gifts here and there is very nice. Good friends, good food, some good music. Probably all you need. Hopefully enough warmth. Yeah, I know we're all struggling there a bit at the moment, aren't we? To keep your favourite living room or wherever you're going. Or, of course, you could wrap up more and maybe go for a walk. I remember years ago at Christmas, everyone in our party, we were having quite an extended Christmas with family over, and three quarters of them all went down with flu, or at least a cold of some kind. Suffice to say, by Christmas Day, everyone was so miserable that no one really felt up to eating Christmas turkey and pudding and the rest of it. And so Christmas was postponed, and we had it a day after Boxing Day, I think. So on Christmas Day itself, most people just went for a big walk up in Laxey. Or, I say Laxey, up in the Doon, actually, down Doon Glen. Lovely it was, too. We went down to the beach and sang carols. We were the only people there singing carols, curiously enough. However, just goes to prove you don't necessarily need, I don't know, lots of expense. I'm thinking particularly if you have children these days. I like to think bicycles and things are still in demand, but things like iPhones and iPads will be in demand as well, which will set you back a happy 800 quid or more, if you happen to have that money lying around. Not many of us do. Nat King Cole himself, of course, Nathaniel Adams Coles, his real name. Where did the King come from? Well, you're right, it is that King Cole, if you're thinking that. He started out fairly early doors. He left school at 15 and decided to make his own way, see what he could do. Became popular quite quickly, and that was it. He remained popular for pretty much the rest of his life. Became very much the model for small jazz ensembles that followed, so lots of jazzers have plenty to thank Nat King Cole for. He acted, he's in films, he's on television, he was on Broadway, and he was the first African-American man to host an American television series. Also, if you remember Nathalie Cole, who died just a few years ago in 2015, that was his dad, of course, indeed. So where did that name come from? Well, like I said, he dropped out of school at 15 to try his hand at music. His brother Eddie, who was a bass player, came home from touring with Noble Sissle, and they formed a sextet and recorded a couple of singles for Decca back in 1936. They performed in a revival of the musical Shuffle Along, and that then went on tour with the musical in 1937, married Nadine Robinson, who was a member of the cast. The show ended in Los Angeles, and Cole and Natalie settled there while he looked for work. He had a big band, then started playing in the nightclubs, which is what all good jazz pianists do. And when a club owner asked him to form a band, he hired the bassist Wesley Prince and the guitarist Oscar Moore, and they called themselves the King Cole Swingsters, after the nursery rhyme in which old King Cole was a merry old soul. And then they changed their name to the King Cole Trio before making radio transcriptions and recording for small labels and such like. And then he went on to record Sweet Lorraine in 1940, became his first hit, and the rest, as they say, is history. According to legend, his career as a vocalist started when a drunken bar patron demanded that he sing the song. Cole said he fabricated the story because it sounded good. I do rather like that. He said, in fact, there was a customer one night who demanded what he sang, but because it was a song Cole did not know, he sang Sweet Lorraine instead. They heard his vocal talent and away they went. And he became Nat King Cole, and the rest is history indeed. Not bad, eh? Not bad. Now, what did I promise you next? Ah, yes, Phyllis Robbins with something which could be dedicated to me, this one. Scatterbrain.
You're as pleasant as the morning and refreshing as the rain. Isn't it a pity that you're such a scatterbrain? When you smile, it's so delightful. When you talk, it's so insane. Still a charming chatter, scatterbrain. I know I'll end up apoplectic, but there's nothing I can do. It's just the same as being in a hurricane. And though my life will be too hectic, there is nothing I can do. Nothing else can matter, you're my charming scatterbrain. Everyone who sees you says, fascinating face. Heavens, what a figure, and goodness me, what grace. Everyone who meets you must lose her heart, I find. Then she should lose her mind. You're as pleasant as the morning and refreshing as the rain. Isn't it a pity that you're such a scatterbrain? When you smile, it's so delightful. When you talk, it's so insane. Still, it's charming chatter, scatterbrain. I know I'll end up apoplectic, but there's nothing I can do. It's just the same as being in a hurricane. And though my life will be too hectic, there is nothing I can do. Nothing else can matter, you're my charming scatterbrain. All these madcap ways of yours, real or just pretend. Why should one so charming show such a want of sense? But though such a scatterbrain, strange as it may be, you are all the world to me. You're as pleasant as the morning and refreshing as the rain. Isn't it a pity that you're such a scatterbrain? When you smile, it's so delightful. When you talk, it's so insane. Still, it's charming chatter, scatterbrain. I know I'll end up apoplectic, but there's nothing I can do. It's just the same as being in a hurricane. And though my life will be too hectic, there is nothing I can do. Nothing else can matter, you're my charming scatterbrain.
Alone in the night, heaven is here in a kiss. This pair eyes can see a star so paradise can't be too far. And if it's heaven we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love. Just hold me tight, we're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise cannot be far. If it's heaven we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love. One of my very favourite songs, and for heaven's sake.
There we go. Little twofer, why not, indeed. So, Phyllis Robbins starting us off with Scatterbrain, which I am. Terrible. If there's one habit I'd like to change a bit. I don't mind being a little bit scatterbrained, but I'm so scatterbrained it's untrue. It just things are never organised properly, and everything's always a work in progress and very rarely gets organised. You know the sort of thing. Well, you would do if you're a scatterbrain, and if you're not a scatterbrain, you'd be thinking, oh, it sounds like a nightmare. Followed by Phyllis Robbins, of course. Yes, she was the one who was she was blonde throughout her professional career, but was a brunette. Apparently went to the hairdresser every day. I'll have to tell my goddaughter that, or maybe not. Every day, can you imagine? Lord knows what it must have cost. Probably quite cheap back in the day, I suppose, but was it worth it? I really don't know. And started out early doors, she did. With a ukulele singing double bill with her sister, Iris and Phyllis, the juvenile entertainers. What a thought. Back in, that would be sort of 1920s, I think, or thereabouts. and then went on to guest with Jack Hilton, Charlie Kunz, Ambrose, and joined Henry Hall in the mid-1930s. Then after that, George Shearing. Yeah, we've been dipping into the George Shearing. We've dug out that live at the BBC from the archives. Found that when we were transferring stuff up from Music Man Towers. Jazz, BBC Jazz Legends, George Shearing, the great series that you've ever seen that was knocking around. I was just looking inside to see which ones I didn't have. Modern Jazz Quartet, I'm not too sure about that. Let's take a look. And some more modern ones, more appropriate for jumping in on a Saturday night with Brother Chris at 9 o'clock, of course. If you fancy dipping the toe in the modern side of the pond, why not? You never know, you might like it. For heaven's sake. And as George himself there at the end said, yeah, one of my favourites, that. His singing voice, well, you can take your pick on that one. No one's going to call it a classic singing voice, are they? Pianists often want to sing for some reason. I'm not quite too sure why, even if they haven't got the most brilliant of voices. And I don't think anyone would claim George necessarily had. Fantastic on the ivories, though. And why not? When you get to a certain age and a certain status, you can do whatever the hell you want and people will still like it in any case. He always looked like a lovely, or sounded like a lovely chap, and a great sense of humour as well. We'll dip our toe into more of the George Shearing Jazz Legends BBC archive next week, maybe. However, it may or may not have escaped your notice. Christmas is not that far away. So I thought we ought to sprinkle a little bit of Christmas cheer on the run-up to Christmas, and then maybe a bit of a Christmas special closer to the time. What you reckon? You can't get much more Christmassy than this one. Swinging version of Jingle Bells, of course. Goony Bedman, as the old master used to call him. Benny Goodman, of course, and the boys. More from our Christmas swingers next week, and then, yeah, we'll have a bit of a Christmassy special, I think, with more Christmas stuff. Well, it is Christmas. You've got to do something, haven't you? So we might have a Christmas special. When is the Sweet and Swing, right? There's one on Christmas Day, day before Christmas Day. Oh, I'll have to look it up. Anyway, whichever the one is closest to the day, we'll do a bit of a Christmassy one. With more Christmas numbers and some wintry numbers, perhaps, and that sort of thing. It's got to be done, hasn't it? Get yourself a nice glass of sherry. I had one last night to put myself in festive mood. Worked a treat, must be said, along with some French cheese, which is very nice too. Now, I mentioned R. Gracie. R. Gracie, the Clasher of the Clogs. We have featured Gracie before, not for quite some time. A perfect fit into Sweet and Swing, into the nostalgia section of it, I guess. And at the end of the day, she made her star only across the pond, really, round the Rochdale way, wasn't she? Born in Rochdale on the 9th of January 1898. First recordings in 1928. And then within 3 years, she started her film career. 15 films she made. Difficult to imagine now. You don't often see them screened, do you, these days? But at the end of the 30s, she was Britain's far and away most popular and highest paid entertainer. Not bad for a lass from Rochdale. She was a bigger draw than lots of her rivals and cut across all the classes as well. Even though she came from fairly humble beginnings, she cut right the way across and just had that, I suppose, common touch, which just meant she met everyone, I think, and regarded everyone as equals, perhaps. I don't know. She did go to the States at one stage, mostly, I think, because she married Monty Banks, who was going to be possibly interned. He was from Italian descent, and during the war, of course, he could have been over here, couldn't he? He was threatened with internment for the duration of the war. Could well have been down on Douglas Promenade or down the south. And that, I think, obviously, she didn't fancy that, so she went to the States with him so that he would be safe. And that caused a little bit of a dip in popularity, but through the war she entertained the troops, and then she came back to the London Palladium in triumph in 1946, got the CBE in 1938, and was made a dame shortly before her death on the 27th of September 1979. I didn't realise it was that late. I thought it was before that. Anyway, what about this one? A perfect number for Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. Would a Manx cat wag its tail?
Records for babies only, but grandma's been listening for one. Let's clean this up. When I was a tiny knife of three, I was full of curiosity. Took me to the Isle of Man one day, when the little man cat passed our way to old Aunt Emily. I said, can you tell me, would a mouse cat wag its tail? If it had one, would a female or a male want to wag one? If it had one, would it curl up like a snail? Or stick out like a nail? If it had one, would a manx cat wag its tail? Wonder how the manx cat lost its tail. Was it in a dog fight or a jail? When the winter comes with frost and sleet, wonder what it curls round its cold feet. But when the weather's warm and flies begin to swarm, oh, it's cold, would a manx cat wag its tail? If it had one, would a female or a male want to wag one? If it had one, would it curl up like a snail or stick out like a nail? If it had one, would a man stop working? Now I want all the little children to join in and sing this chorus, will you? Yes, right. Grandma, will you sing too? Right, now we're off. Go!
Would a man stop working? If it had one, don't be shy, make a big noise. Come on, all together. If it had one, I can't hear you, Grandma. Are you singing? Go on, sing up. Or stick out like a nail. All together, if it had one, would a man stop working?
I think we can safely call that a novelty number. Gracie Fields, quite a young Gracie Fields by the sound of it there. Lovely picture on this CD cover, actually. It reminds you of just what a beautiful looking woman she was. You think of all the clogs and the sort of northern bit. She's actually a really attractive woman, and she's very sort of glam looking on the front of this CD. Very modern looking too, in many ways. It's a sort of sepia or type photo. But she's definitely got makeup and lippy and a big pair of earrings on, and the hair relatively sort of modern style. Certainly something that wouldn't go amiss today. Whereas some styles, you know, from the 30s and 40s, very much of that era, aren't they? You can really think, oh yes, that's a 30s hairstyle or 40s hairstyle, or a snood, or whatever the case may be. But no, this, you know, it could almost have been taken 5-10 years ago. But definitely as a young woman. And yes, very glam, very glam. And great fun as well. What an entertainer. What a woman. And putting the Isle of Man on the map there, yes. from a childhood visit. I don't think I've heard that one. If I have, I haven't heard it for an awfully long time before. Good number in any case. Would a Manx cat wag its tail? The answer being no. And how it lost its tail? Well, take your pick. Was it really Noah's Ark? Who knows? Who knows? We've still got a gold standard coming up. A bit of, a bit more Swan in jazz. Donald Swan in a sort of slightly more jazzy frame of mind than he might be when he was playing famously, of course, with Michael Flanders, with Flanders Swan, at the drop of a hat and all those other wonderful shows. Still available, I think, and I still really enjoy them. Really funny, and we still perform a little bit of those, brother and I, from time to time. However, we're going to stay in the Northwest. We are going to stay in the Northwest, and not a million miles from Rochdale, Blackpool, where this man might have resided.
Just begun. Hello, everybody. Come on, let's have some fun. Roll up the carpets, push back the chairs. If you want to sit this out, you'll have to use the stairs. Hello, everybody. There's music in the air. Hello, everybody. You'll find it everywhere. So just dance away your troubles, and your cares will fade like bubbles. Hello, hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Who used to say that? Yes, well, Bertini, of course. That was his catchphrase, Bertini. Hello, everybody. Bertini and the Blackpool Tower Dance Band. Dance band, dance band, dance band. How posh do you want to be? I don't know. Dance band. I'll go in the middle. It's possible. It's possible, although I don't suppose anyone knows for certain, that more people dance to Bertini than any other dance band. So it's claimed, certainly in the liner notes, and I'm not going to argue. His residency there at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom, still going, I think it's just been refurbished recently, has it not? Ran for almost 10 years to a capacity audience of nearly 3,000 dancers. 3,000 dancers. I can't quite imagine. It sounds like a traffic jam. How would they be able to move? Amazing stuff. Oscar Rabin and Lou Prager, as it suggested, had long spells at the Hammersmith Palais, but as a seaside resort at Blackpool, there was always lots of people coming through, so the crowds were always massive. Working class coming from the northern mill towns and such like, massive crowds to the ballroom. Admission, back in the day, a shilling normally. And for an awful lot of people, during their week's holiday, whatever the case may be, this would be the high point of a visit to the seaside. Difficult to imagine, isn't it? Of course, Bertini, not his real name, one of those ones where you sometimes think, why do people change their names? In this case, I understand it. His real name was Bert Gutzel. An unusual name, that very Germanic, and of course, around that time, not necessarily good to have a Germanic name, but he was actually a Londoner. Was taught the violin as a child, and then again, like so many of these band leaders, he had a sort of semi-romantic, although I imagine quite rough in many ways, childhood, and that he ran away. He ran away because he was going to be apprenticed to an ironmonger, which he didn't fancy, so he ran away and with his violin, presumably, and started playing in the theatres in Ipswich, and then went on to play small bands on ships and in cafes, before becoming the musical director of the Royal Theatre in Bognor in the mid-1920s, and then the following year, the conductor for Archie Pitt's touring show, A Week's Pleasure. And the show also included the Busby Boys Brass Band, and Bert was put in charge of the youngsters. And then in Blackpool, they were in Blackpool in October of 1927, and obviously went down well because he was offered the leadership of the Blackpool Tower Band by the musical advisor at the time, Frank Jepson. And it was he, Frank Jepson, who said, look, if we're going to do it, I think Bertini would look better on posters than Bert Gutzel and his band. I think he was right. I do think he was right. Bert Gutzel. Would you dance to Bert Gutzel? Don't know. Too. That was our Gold Standard Great American Songbook songs. Gold Standards from the Great American Songbook. With all sorts of, well, the likes of Cole Porter and Irving Berlin and Hoagie Carmichael and the rest of it. June Christie. Relatively early June Christie, that. I think 1954. Oh, not too bad. Sounds like a 78 type recording, though, doesn't it? But, makes it sound like it might be a bit older than it is. Anyway, Dearly Beloved with June Christie. Lovely voice, a nice round tone there, and a nice version of that. Albeit the transcription sounds, yeah, scratchier than I thought it might have been. Sweet and Swing with H through until the top of the hour. Lovely to have your company, as ever, here on Manx Radio on a Friday night. Don't forget all the other wonderful specialist shows through the week. Monday, if you're a Brass fan, or even if you're not, Time for Brass with Ian. Always great stuff. The longest running show, we think, in the world, certainly in the British Isles. The longest running brass band music show. And if there's one longer in the world, we've yet to find it. So I think he might well have claim to the whole world record there. Tuesday, of course, Folk Show with John Barger, taken over from quite recently, a month or two back, doing a fantastic job there and really getting into the swing of things with blues and folk and roots and Celtic music. Great stuff. After the wonderful tenure of, again, I don't know, 38, 40 years or something that Big John Kanin did. Wednesday, you will find Ernie Thorne with his selection of opera classics. Always great stuff. I like a bit of opera. I know it's not everyone's bag, but check it out because there's always something really nice there. Thursday, Morris is with his little light music. Always something interesting there and with a wonderful delivery as well. A comedian in the making there, Morris, on the sort of on the sly. And then, of course, here we are on Friday night, and then tomorrow we will have Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with Brother Chris and myself, looking at the latest sounds in jazz, as well as a few classics dropped in there as well. So, we will have, I think, a little bit of Lionel Hampton, and a slightly longer one you can go and refill your glass to. Well, they were enjoying that one, weren't they? They were enjoying that one. Lionel Hampton and the Boys back in the day, with a bit of a sort of medley, various things quoted in there. I think Stardust is what it's listed down on the CD as, which is in there somewhere, I think, amongst other ones. But a fine lineup, at least in any case. And Hamp, a great sort of entertainer as well, wasn't he? It wasn't just about the music. He was sort of a good entertainer, a great character, and great on the drums as well as the vibes as well, of course. Lionel Hampton on the vibes, Nat Adderley, Julius Brooks, Walter Davenport, all sorts there as well. Bobby Platter, Jay Dennis, Joe Evans. Wonderful stuff. Lionel Hampton, all-star groups and orchestra from our friends at Avid 3 Classic Albums Plus, as they're usually listed. How about a bit more of the old Donald Swan jazz? You think of Donald Swan as Flanders and Swan, but he was persuaded, at least on one occasion, to do a little bit of jazz in some exalted British company.
Breakers fling, throwing gigantic waves against the screen, encircling the island with a ring of surging foam. I see it now, and wish my memory would grasp it tight, and let me be that foam, that surge. Swim like a fish within that shimmering water, and forget whatever else I've learned through all the years. My study, poetry, music, let them die. Forget attainments and those lost in tears, and sink with them beneath that water. Why? So as to rise, my soul refreshed and bright, and learn the lesson I was taught last night.
Cassos, that track was called. Donald Swan, with Bill Skeet playing a very fine flute accompaniment as well. It's sort of halfway between jazz and Flanders and Swan, that one, I think, isn't it? Or something along those lines. That's the way it sort of strikes me. Swan in jazz, I think a one-off as far as I know this, which is where Digby Fairweather, the trumpeter, I think they're a late trumpeter now, sadly, persuaded Donald Swan, he was a great fan of his, and said, do you fancy doing a sort of a jazz gig? And he said, yeah. So and they had the likes of Johnny Barnes, wonderful character, Johnny Barnes, knew him quite well through the old maestro, stayed over here several times, playing multiple reeds and some flute as well. Not the flute on that one, that was, like I said, Bill Skeet, Adrian McIntosh at the drums, Ron Rubin on the bass, all sorts, and some vocalists as well. And he's very, very complimentary at Digby Fairweather. He says he was a wonderful chap. He says, slowly, slowly our show came together, first in meetings, then rehearsal, then another rehearsal, all powered by Donald's willing commitment, creative energy, artistic patience and occasional tolerance. At last, after many months, came our first performance, which is the one on this CD. In those that followed, he says, we might have polished the presentation a little, but there's the exuberance of first night here. Fine playing and singing, and the unique and irreplaceable presence of Donald Swann himself. He says, of the man himself, he said, beyond his deeply humanitarian qualities, he was the finest, most gifted and most professional musician it's ever been my good fortune to work with. In his company, I was never more than a clumsy accomplice, but the experience, both musically and personally, left me greatly the richer. But then he says, well, Donald Swann had a habit of doing that. He did. And if you just know what I mean, go back if you don't know what he means there. Go and listen to Flanders and Swann, the great peak of, I suppose, British Review era. Elegant, witty, musical, timeless in many ways. It's the sort of thing we don't really get these days, but stands the test of time so well. That's about it for another week, I think. Don't forget to get out there and get that Christmas shopping done. Mince pies. Have you made a pudding? Cake? All the usual bits and pieces. Or you can not bother with any of them and just relax. I suppose that's the whole thing of Christmas. You make it what you will. Hope you have a good one. In any case, we'll be sprinkling more Christmas joy over the next couple of weeks. I'll see you next week. Cheerio.